You've landed at the 13 Moons Women's Temple podcast with your hosts, Sam and Leela.
Hello. We're back again from Sam's car. Yeah. The Moon Diaries.
Yay.
It's a bit hot, to be honest, to be in here.
Yes, we're going to get that really lovely glow happening.
Yes, that's good. We're actually going to make that a little bit more. This week's breath that we're going to use to open is going to be a bit more snappy and a bit more prosperity conscious. So what we're going to do is we're going to do the ha prosperity for, oh no, let's just do it for 3 minutes. I think that'll be really cool. And we're going to start today's amazing Beltane Moon Diaries with this, and then we'll explain to you in a moment just exactly why we're doing that. But ultimately, just find some time today or in the next few days to do this. So to do this, you're just going to bring your hands so that your Jupiter fingers come together. Your right thumb comes underneath your left. The camera will make it the wrong way around on here. So just listen to what I'm saying. Right thumb under left. Don't worry too much as long as the Jupiter finger comes together. And then you're going to come around so that the lunar mound, so the Mercury finger and that lunar mound particularly, which is underneath the little finger, touches. And as we do this, we're going to chant hud, 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 and that's all we're going to do. So what we'll do is we'll just take a moment, we'll inhale nice and deeply, we'll exhale, just fill your mind with anything that you're particularly calling in at this time. It could be just the desire to raise your consciousness, to call in love, joy, peace and bliss, or it could be that you just want to call in some hard cash right now. Whichever it is for you, there's no right, there's no wrong, just bring to mind with a full and open heart, and let's do this meditation together. Okay, so nice deep breath in, exhale, and we'll inhale to begin. Hud, 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 hud. Hud, 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 inhale deeply. Make your hand into a cup. Fill that cup up with all those hopes, all those dreams. Feel it, see it, and then exhale, just let it go.
Beautiful.
Magic.
Happy Beltane.
Yes, happy Beltane.
I just have to open the door for that. I'm sorry.
it's hot in here. Sorry about the noise. We'll have to speak up. The train, we're right underneath the train line. How fun. So, yes, this week's Moon Diaries, three key points that we want to mention about this week, and then we'll go through the daily tantric numerology for each day. So, firstly, very, very beautifully and wonderfully, it is the season and holiday of Beltane, which is that point where we are in between the spring equinox and the summer solstice. We've put some posts up basically everywhere, just kind of really talking about it. But this is a time of, I was just saying to Sam, this has just become my absolute favourite time of the year, after like really, really understanding what Beltane is. It's fun, it's party, it's, you know, it's all of the things in life worth celebrating. We celebrate today, friendships, unions, partnerships, you know.
Well, it's rather beautiful because in the, so when this is traditionally celebrated, this evening we would gather around a bonfire and we'd hold our beautiful ceremonies and, you know, really sort of celebrate the divine union of masculine and feminine, beautiful way, which would be in that divine union, sensually, as well as just obviously being in connection with each other. But then also tomorrow we would all gather and we would celebrate in our villages and we would have a maypole and we would dance around the maypole and there would be this celebration of all the richness that is and bountifulness that's around. And so it's such a beautiful energy and calling in that spring season and that movement into the summer. And I think, yeah, it's such a shame that we seem to miss it and not mark it. But those of you that are fortunate enough to, you know, go to any schools that mark these, like at Steiner schools, we have the most beautiful ceremonies when we mark these shifts of seasons, and they're truly magnificent. So, yeah, it's lovely. So it's great to be able to share that and help you to understand, yeah, just a little bit of how you can make the most of this particular Sabbath. That's what's so good.
And I think partially why we miss it is because we're being you know, commercially marketed to that it's Halloween, and so, you know, you can be so distracted in the, you know, just going along with what, you know, the narrative is that it's Halloween, and it's just like, well, it's actually not in the Southern Hemisphere, it is in the Northern Hemisphere right now, and that is the celebration. And I just think that, gosh, we could just do so much more with this, with this season at this time in between spring and summer. It's a time of great prosperity. It's a time where you can revisit your intentions and manifestations. You can really, you know, it's another portal of, you know, great, great life planning and, you know, things that you really need to be a bit grown up about and, that you want to see sort of manifest in your life plan, whether that's wealth or travel or how you want to see your children's lives be,
or children. I think it's the fertile season, so it would be the point where that was manifested. And yeah, exactly. And I was thinking, is because it's the point halfway towards that solstice. And so we are actually in that crescendo point, which we really miss because we're heading towards Christmas and get caught up in Christmas. But actually, we're at that magnificent point of the year, which is that crescendo towards the peak of summer. Mm-hmm. And that's why it feels so good. That's why it feels so vibrant. That's why we feel so alive. It's bright in the morning, the sun shining in. It's light still at night. And so it's just the most, it's just the most glorious time of the year, really.
Yeah.
So it's such a beautiful festival to really celebrate.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so that's how we sort of start this week. And I guess it's just our invitation that there's a really lovely ritual that if you're on our mailing list, it was emailed out today. It's on our blog on our website. So a lovely little, very simple Beltane ritual that you can just do at home with yourself either tonight or tomorrow. And start to, yeah, mark this as a major something really worthwhile paying attention to every year.
And, you know, don't get caught up as well about the green candles and stuff like that. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just light a candle, set your intention, say the prayer, and jump over it. So cool.
I love that, yeah.
Because that's a great idea.
Yeah, jump the fire.
Well, I was like, you can't just... Some of you might be able to go outside and light a fire. It was funny, we were talking about it at coffee this morning, and I was telling everyone that's what they had to do. And I was saying, obviously, do it naked. And so people were discussing, as long as the pool's not too far away, you could then jump in straight after. It was quite fun. So I think, yeah, just think about that. Is there any way you could just light something outside and, I don't know, get the kids to jump over it too, if that feels safe for you? Mm-hmm. I did also want to say that the connection with Halloween or Samhain, is that it is a time when the veil is thin between the two lands or between the two what do we call it?
Not realms.
Really lands. The realms. That's right. The lands. I'm not lands. But between the realms. So that's what we always say when we are, you know, when people talk about Halloween, they're saying that this is a time where we can communicate to our past over ancestors. Well, at this particular Sabbath, the veil is thin between us and the Fae. So this is a time to really, so if you have children, it's really beautiful. So it's a time to communicate to the fairies, to the elves, to the pixies, and to actually see if you can hear them or sense them in your garden, in what's happening in your garden. And this would be a really beautiful ritual to start too, with sort of just hiding some fairies or some fairy type gifts in the garden for your children to find. And it's just a really, yeah. And so that's the thing you can do if you want to buck the system. Go out tonight, but dress as a fairy. Don't dress as a witch. I mean, yes. You can be a witch, of course, because we're all witches, but you don't go as a ghoul, go as a fairy. And that really, my daughter's going as a fairy tonight,
yeah.
So that's good.
I really love that. Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, because my kids are out trick-or-treating right now because they're just so excited about doing that. And, you know, we will always be able to find a way to, you know, navigate what our commercial reality is and what the, you know, the laws of nature are. And I think that's a really beautiful way. And we'll make a little fairy garden. Tia painted a garden gnome.
Yeah.
He has a little welcome sign, so she named him Welcome.
That's sweet.
So sweet.
But that's exactly the type of thing to do this time of year, so connect to the fairies and connect to that mystical element that we don't often talk about, but many of us feel a connection to fairies and elves and pixies, and it's okay.
Yeah.
So it might be that's where you get a lot of your, you know, you can really connect to, and it can take you back to your childhood and to your imagination. And imagination is really key to manifestation. So if that does help you to go back to your childhood and connect to those dreams that you've long put on hold, then use that and go back to those days where, for me, I used to go out into the wood at the back of my garden and spend hours talking to the fairies and communicating to the little dancing bugs and imagining that they were talking back to me, making my mud pies and my cups of grotty water and, you know, on leaves and things. So maybe you can go back to that time and remember how it felt and remember what it was that you really yearned for at that time and how much of it you've been able to bring into your adult life, whether it was realistic to call it in And whether in fact you just let some of those dreams go, because coming back to those dreams, coming back to those visions and those yearnings from our childhood, if you think particularly around the age of 7, and then that sort of by the time we get to 14, we're just on the cusp, but some of us are still dreaming in that way still, or writing in our journal in that way still. So really think about that. What were you calling in at that time, and can you reconnect to something that you've actually let go and you still yearn for, and it's missing in your life? This is a good week for that.
Beautiful. The second key point to this week is that we will have the first quarter of the moon tomorrow. If you had seeded any new moon intentions, this is the time over today and over the next sort of 7 days where the energy is really right to be working towards really just getting to work. If you have a business, or and we definitely do.
We do.
But this is a really great week to get really clear on your strategy, your long-term plan. The downloads will flow very easily to figure out, you know, what is your direction and what do you want to be achieving perhaps over this next solar cycle. And so those are just really nice things to be doing this week. And if you don't have a business, what do you want to see for your home? What do you want to see for your life? What do you want to see, transpiring in what it is that you do, and then how that might be able to serve your community or your family? So, yeah, it's a real get to work kind of energy, which is cool. And then the third, cosmic event is that Mars, as of today, has gone into a 2-week retrograde. So Mars doesn't retrograde often, and when it does, it can be quite potent. So Mars is the, in mythology, is the god of war, and a bit of a volatile energy. It gets a bad rap, but sometimes we need to really harness that energy. And in this, could you pull those things up? In this retrograde season, over these next 2 weeks, we're being asked to, interestingly, one of the things that comes up is to actually look at the direction that you're going, and with what energy and what steam are you working towards your goals. And so perhaps, and so nice, like that this all falls around this Beltane, like what are your life goals? What are your personal goals? And perhaps do you need to revisit those? It's a really great time to look at your relationship to anger and to conflict and to those and to that emotional state where you get a bit of a rise. So you may find over these next 2 weeks that can be triggered. So looking at ways that you can really ground your energy down, find a coolness, that neutral mind where you can observe the energy rise up. And perhaps this would be a great time to look at what practices do you need to start, or new habits do you need to start to form to work towards how you work with anger, because we want to be able to work with anger in a productive and a strategic way. It's a very necessary emotion, but we just want to be making sure that we're balanced so that we are in control of the anger isn't in control of us, that we know when to go to war, we don't just find ourselves accidentally starting a war. So that's really important.
I think it's just an interesting time to look at that. It's about that as well, that divine union within yourself. Are you actually in union with yourself, or are you actually in conflict with yourself? So generally, any time that you're experiencing anger, it's because there's a conflict in yourself. You've allowed yourself to be put in a situation, or you've done something which is in direct conflict to your truth. So actually, it's a really good time to get clear on that and to figure out where am I actually being true to myself, and where am I actually thinking that I'm being true to myself, but I'm just pleasing the other, and actually it's just become too much for me. So, and that's when it goes too far, when we don't listen to those types of things. So I think this week there is, you know, opportunity. Well, there might be some opportunities to have some discussions, and they might come up. So it's just about how are you going to deal with those, and can you, can you actually have a good fight, like I was saying last week? Good fighting, as in have an upgrade, don't just destroy. That's the thing, it's very dark.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, don't know what's going on here. It's like we're going to have a storm or something here in Australia.
Yeah, the weather is very unusual this afternoon.
I don't know why I'm saying here in Australia. I'm saying here in Australia because Joanne's watching and she's in Hawaii, so it's probably completely different weather there, which is really cool. So that's good. There's lots sort of happening around us, and we'll have a quick look at the days as we go through. We'll just quickly go through this just so you can have an understanding of each day. Currently the moon is in Sagittarius, so we can think of that as, you know, today being probably a really good day for all the things that we're doing. Sagittarians like to have fun, all their energy is fun, is exploring. That's all the things that Beltane wants to bring in, and as well as that, learning. And really having the sort of allowing oneself to sit in the wisdom of it all. So it's a perfect energy for today. And it's also an 11 day numerologically. So that's really beautiful too, because that's the embodiment of all numbers, which is great in terms of manifestation, of fertility, of abundance, of being able to find that neutral mind, of having some fun. Working with everything, all the energies of the numerology. So really and truthfully, one of the things though I would say is that it is an indicator of change. So 11 is the number of change. And so we are bang smack in the middle of the eclipse season, and change could come about at any point. So it might be that celebrating Beltane and thinking about the things that we've talked to you about might tell you that change needs to come, and that that's not so bad after all. So remember, 11 is the train tracks, and you're going to get shunted back onto your correct path, whether you like it or not. Gosh, we're going so dark.
Yeah.
So then we come on to tomorrow. So tomorrow is a Mars day, and we've got Mars retrograde. So that's fun.
Oof.
Yeah. So, and it's a 9 day. So that's endings. So just be very clear on what you want to end tomorrow, because it could be that the god of war and the day of Mars combine, and maybe you might become too rash. So just pay attention and just make sure that you're actually connecting to the truth of what you want.
Yeah, and incidentally, one of the things that I read that's really great to do in this Mars retrograde season is exercise. So perhaps a really, like, if exercise, and you'll probably be too knackered to light any fires.
And, you know, and even if you don't like that kind of hardcore exercise, you can still go out for a run. Go for a walk or something. Be outside in nature. Nature is great for shifting our concepts and how we feel. But anything, just dancing is really good. Mm. So we've moved, the moon moves into Capricorn tomorrow as well. So that's why it's kind of adding to what Lila was saying. It's going to be great days to really get on with those to-do lists and figuring out what it is that you want to call in. And being aligned with with what it is that you're actually bringing in at this time. Wednesday, so that's a Mercury day. Wednesday is a 10 day. So we can say that Wednesday is the opportunity for ascension. So after you've destroyed your relationships on Tuesday, maybe up-level them.
Be like the phoenix rising from the ashes.
That's right.
Kind of day.
But I also think it could actually be a day. I have a feeling this week that that 10 has quite an overriding energy, because I feel like it's right bang smack in the middle of the week, and that you might just have this actual drop of deep laziness where you just think, oh, I just can't do anymore. I just don't want to do anything. And that coincides with that first quarter that Leela was talking about. It might just be that you're just, it's just too much. I can't do it all, so I'm not going to do anything. So actually really just take stock and just remember that, you know, just start whatever it is that you want to start. Once you've started, the pressure's going to be off and you're going to start to be able to make some movement. Trust that. It doesn't have to be perfect. Don't get caught up in that perfection neuroses. Thursday, the energy's moved into Aquarius, so we've gone all futuristic. And Thursday's an expansion day, a Jupiter day, so that's great. There are some other aspects playing around. And so this means that you may want to just go a bit gently on Thursday. It's an 11 day again, so it's another day with the embodiment, a time when you can call on the energies of all the 10 numbers in tantric numerology, but also another day that could indicate change. So there's a lot of, I would say, volatility around this week, kind of on the bus, off the bus feeling. So just sit with that. And if that's you, then yeah, dream big. Make the plans, but maybe don't commit to them because things could be quite changeable this week. And that is really just in line with the eclipse season.
That is a really good point because we will be coming up to another eclipse. Even my husband mentioned it. He's just like, what? Tell me about eclipses, because everyone is crazy. Tuesday. Like everything has just been feeling a little bit challenging, and relationships have been really quite, and situations challenging. And so whilst, you know, it is a very interesting new moon. It is a very interesting moon cycle. And we talked about this on the moon circle that, with these eclipses, the new moon is not necessarily a beginning and the full moon is not necessarily an ending because it's eclipsed in the north and the south nodes of
That's right. That's exactly it. So basically normally the new moon is where we call things in, but the new moon was in a south node. I think I'm right, and if I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but that's the endings. So it's like we had start and finish, and then the eclipse that is next Tuesday is a lunar eclipse, which is traditionally endings, and that's in a north node, so that's beginnings. And so we're in this kind of funny, that's what I mean, it's a sort of, who really knows what's going to happen? Who really can say change is the only thing that we're sure of? And that is actually true in life. Change is the only thing we can be absolutely sure of. And the anecdote to that is trust, faith. Trust and faith are the anecdotes to change. Trust that you have always been supported and always will. And have the faith in whatever it is that you have faith in to offer over anything that you feel you can't handle right now.
Yeah, and I would say if you are looking to make some change, if you just sort of hit that point, you're like, I can't keep going like this, something has to change. This is a great week to start to feel into and just put some thought or some planning or just make some notes about what it is that potentially you can change, and then come to our moon circle and we'll help you to process those over the next couple of months.
Definitely. Because the eclipse season won't just finish next week. The processing of that will take several months. Friday's a great day. Well, it's a Venus day. We love Venus days. We're in Aquarius and it's a 3-day. So basically there's the opportunity for our mind to be positive, but just be careful that you don't suddenly say yes to things you don't want to. So maintain that neutral mind, just pause and take a breath before you say yes. So the idea of that party might sound great at 10 a.m. but you know, if you're actually exhausted and don't really want to, then maybe just go gently in the afternoon. What were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say, just that I'll just have one more drink.
Yes.
Friday night and then Saturday. Terrible idea.
No. So just think about Friday, but it's a great, you know, it's Aquarius. It's a 3-day. Just watch yourself and also just your tendency to maybe want to rebel. that might come out a bit on Friday. So see if you're just rebelling rather than actually you need to do what you're doing. Saturday, which we've already talked about, Saturn day, this is the day to really achieve stuff. And it's a 4-day, it's a neutral mind. So you're probably going to see or start to get some clarity on some of the decisions that you've been trying to make if you haven't already. Saturday might be the day that you just go, oh, I can finally see, which could be as we're getting closer towards this lunar eclipse on Tuesday. You might start to get some clarity, start to get some fresh, clear ideas, and things might just start to make sense around then. Which is lovely, because do you want to say anything on that?
Mm.
Because on Sunday, we come into a 5-day, so that's the physical body, and it might just be a great day just to move your physical body, go for a nice walk, do a mountain walk, swim, be outside. I don't know what the weather's meant to be like by Sunday, but I feel like I just spent the whole of yesterday in the garden, and it's quite possibly the most therapeutic thing I really could have done. And just that in between, interspersed with digging and weeding, I just kept jumping in the pool, and it was just the most really beautiful day, a perfect way to spend with your physical body and on a Sunday. So just find, yeah, just think about things that you could do like that, really.
That sounds like heaven.
It was a beautiful day. And planting, it's such a good week for planting. We really want to be planting, especially coming up to this full moon. If you can plant anything this week in this Beltane energy, that's the perfect time to put your veggies in if you haven't already. Just stick something in the ground that you can just see come to fruition. It can be little, it doesn't have to be big, but just experience that. Yeah, that concept of giving something to the earth that can, you know, come into abundance. Do something for the earth, do something for yourself in this way.
Magic. Yeah, fantastic. Well, we hope you have a really beautiful week. Sorry, we just got like really, really shadowy. Sam is definitely there. It's like you can barely see you on the video.
It's like the universe is trying to say, yes, but I want you to celebrate Halloween. But actually, I'm a fairy.
Yeah. And if you're in Brisbane and you can get down to Fish Lane by 6:45, come and join Sam and I at Pilgrim. We're gonna have a really fun Beltane Kundalini class and some Beltane rituals, which will be really.
Come and jump
really
over fun. A fire with us.
Oh yeah, jump the fire. But otherwise, yes. Spend some time, make your own ritual, and if you do, send us a photo and let us know how you feel about that.
Have a great evening.
So much love.
Sat Nam.
Sat Nam.
Thank you for taking the time to be with us on this podcast episode. These are sound bites and conversations about things we think are important to support the collective ascension towards more love, acceptance, hope, and harmony on the planet Earth. Together, we can continue to support each other through conversations that need to be held. If you've enjoyed this episode, please do share it with your people. We would love it if you subscribe to our channel and even rate the podcast if you feel called to. You can also find us and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify just by searching the 13 Moons Women's Temple.